Taliban brand Harry Big Mouth loser trying to get attention. By Jack Montgomery on January 7, 2023. The Taliban have branded Prince Harry an attention-seeking loser after he claimed to have killed 25 of their men while on duty in Afghanistan. The woke royal, once respected by much of the public for his 10 years of military service, including two tours in Afghanistan, caused controversy by publicizing his claimed kill count in his tell-all memoir Spare, a ghostwritten celebrity-style work replete with crass tales of outdoor coitus, drug abuse, and being thrown into a dog food bowl by his brother, the future king, during an argument over his rude wife. However, his claim that he killed exactly 25 people in combat as an Apache pilot, while perhaps not the most eye-catching episode he recounts, may prove to be the one with the most serious consequences. With political, military, and security figures warning he has not only heightened the risk of an attempt at a professional or amateur revenge attack that could harm him, his family, or his neighbors in the elite enclave of Montecito, California, but incite some people to attempt an attack on British soldiers anywhere in the world. However, while some Taliban figures have responded to the prince's macho claims by calling for him to be charged with war crimes, others have responded with ridicule. Taliban commander Mullah Yaghoul, for example, expressed doubts the prince's story was even true, branding him a big-mouth loser who has been trying to get attention in comments quoted by The Independent. "I do not even believe what he said about the Mujahideen," the Islamist militant said. "He is a loser and scared to go to a combat zone. We made history by kicking him and his army out of our homeland and he should be very angry about that," he continued. "Our martyred Mujahideen are in heaven. But his invading friends are burning in hell and I really hope I was in Helmand when he was there. To make him understand what real chess pieces are," he added. Despite such derision, Harry's claim in his book that he didn't think of those 25 he killed as people but as chess pieces removed from the board, bad people eliminated before they could kill good people, does appear to have caused genuine umbrage. "The truth is what you've said, our innocent people were chess pieces to your soldiers, military and political leaders," said one Taliban leader, Anas Haqqani, of the prince's claims. "Still, you were defeated in that game of white and black square," Haqqani added. The Taliban seized total control of Afghanistan after the botched Joe Biden-led Western withdrawal from the country in 2021. Indeed, much of it was seized while the withdrawal was still ongoing. This means the Islamist organization now enjoys a stronger position in Afghanistan than it did before the Western invasion in 2001, when swathes of territory were controlled by the Western-backed Northern Alliance. Follow Jack Montgomery on Twitter, at Jack Montgomery. Follow Breitbart London on Facebook, Breitbart London.